I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, Celluloid Boxing Heroes and Villains. But first, until 6 days ago, Paula Creamer, who has been making a fine living on the Ladies Professional Golf Tour for 8 years, was the youngest woman ever to win an LPGA event. Creamer was 18 when she notched her first victory in 2005. But when Lexi Thompson cruised to victory in last week's Navistar LPGA Classic by 5 shots, Thompson, trailed by her grinning father, the caddy, was 16. It might be an exaggeration to say that Thompson's victory was not a surprise, but perhaps not much of an exaggeration. Joining me now to discuss that matter and others relating to Lexi Thompson is Alan Shipnuck of Sports Illustrated and Golf.com. Alan, welcome back to Only a Game.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Though she is only 16, Lexi Thompson did not exactly come out of nowhere. When she was just 14, she shared the lead in the 2009 Navistar LPGA Classic after 2 rounds, and I understand that she's done quite well at qualifying school, too.
Well, yeah, and she's had a presence on the LPGA going back to when she was 12. I mean, she's been a can't-miss prospect for a while, and it was never a question of if, you know, merely when. And given the learning curve she's displayed, it's really not a surprise that she won this year. It won't be a surprise if she wins a bunch next year. I mean, she's going to be the number one player in women's golf at some point. She's just a tremendous package of power, touch, imagination. You know, she grew up with 2 brothers. One's on the PGA Tour. One is a stud college player. And she grew up trying to compete with them and beat them. And she has tremendous competitive fire. And she's going to be a star. There's no doubt about it.
According to the LPGA's rules, competitors must be 18 to join the tour. But wouldn't the association be doing itself an enormous favor by bending those rules to take advantage of Ms. Thompson's achievement, assuming she wants to play on the tour right now?
Well, she does want to play, and her agent is working feverishly behind the scenes to make it happen. And I think they'll hammer out a compromise here in the next few weeks. Clearly, women's golf needs a young, telegenic American star, and the tour needs Thompson more than Thompson needs a tour, really. So, you know, Lexi Thompson is not interested in going to college. She's not Michelle Wee with a lot of outside interests. It's not a knock on her, but golf is her life. She wants to play golf. It would be a monumental upset if she's not a full-time player on the LPGA next year.
Obviously, Lexi Thompson's story is a good golf story and a good prodigy story. How does it rate as a father-daughter story?
Well, it's refreshing because he's not overly invested in it like you see a lot of these little league dads in various sports, whether it's golf or tennis or soccer. Clearly, he's proud of her, and he's pushed her along when she's needed it. But Lexi is really a very self-motivated athlete. There's a cute moment on the final round. She was trying to decide between shots, and, you know, Dad kind of argued for a more conservative play, and she just completely ignored him and, you know, grabbed the club she wanted and took a whack at it. And she'll outgrow Dad soon. I mean, if she's on the tour next year full-time, I expect her to have a professional caddy, and Dad will be on the other side of the ropes.
Alan, do you have any sense of how some of the veterans on the LPGA Tour feel about a 16-year-old girl taking home the top prize on Sunday?
Well, golf is the ultimate meritocracy. You know, you have to kill what you eat. And, Lexi shot the lowest score. She deserves to win. There's some misgivings about bending the rules for her to be granted full-time status next year just as a precedent. But I think everyone recognizes Lexi as a unique individual, not just her talent level, but also the way she's come up. And, you know, there's some maternal instincts. I mean, Julie Inkster has daughters who are older than Lexi Thompson. So certainly some of the older players are protective of her, and they do worry, what this means for her development as a person and all that. But in general, women's golf, it's a niche of a niche, and the tour has been struggling to survive, and I think everyone recognizes that Lexi Thompson can really move the needle for the tour. She can be a player that the casual sports fan is attracted to, and so there's enough of a big picture sense that I think most of the players recognize this is a great development for the LPGA.
What's your best guess about how the LPGA will handle the phenomenon of Lexi Thompson?
I think they're just going to bow to the reality of the situation that she's already won. That gives her playing status. she went through the, she did go through, prior to her victory, she went through the first stage of qualifying school, and she won it by 10 shots. I mean, it's really just, it's a mockery to make her continue on this process. She just blew away the field. How can you say she's not ready to play the LPGA? And I think it'll get hammered out in some sort of legalese, and there'll be a resolution, and we'll deal with the next one whenever we have to. I don't think there's going to be a flood of tweens who suddenly are petitioning the LPGA. I mean, this is the benchmark. Okay, if you win a tournament and you're 16, then we'll consider it. Otherwise, you know, enjoy high school and we'll see you when you're 18.
It's perhaps not fair to ask you to predict Lexi Thompson's future, but I can't resist. Are we looking at the next Nancy Lopez, Annika Sorenstam, or Lorena Ochoa?
I think so. It doesn't mean it's going to happen next year or the year after that, but, you know, certainly, you know, she's built like an Olympic swimmer. I mean, she's 6 feet tall. She's got broad shoulders. She's just a tremendous athlete, tremendous power. There's two or three players in LPGA that have that kind of power. You know, Michelle Wee is one. Brittany Lincecum is the other. But, you know, she's driving at 310, 320 off the tee, and the par fours out there are barely 400 yards. So if she can just keep improving her wedge game, she's going to make an incredible number of birdies. And there's also, it's an important thing, she enjoys the spotlight. Annika struggled with that for a long time. You know, on the men's side, whether it's Nick Price or Fred Couples, a number of players have gone to number one and they haven't really enjoyed it. But I think Lexi wants to be in that role. She has some big sponsors behind her. There's going to be a lot of buzz, and I think she's going to surf on that. That's going to help push her along. Instead of adding pressure, as maybe it did in the case of Michelle Wee, I think it'll add motivation and excitement. And I really do think she's going to be a dominant player pretty soon.
Alan Shipnuck writes for Sports Illustrated and Golf.com. He's also the co-author of the recently published novel, The Swinger. Alan, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure. Thanks, Bill.
You can hear my voice each week. I bet you didn't know that I can hear yours, but that's only true if you leave a comment about the show on our listener line. To do that, please call 617-353-1860.